went to buy an old car. It was Zanis Reg. The salesman said, don't buy that car. Why? Because it goes very slow. He told me that it would go like a snail. Well, you should see my escargot. Oh, you should see it go. That little escargot, it goes like a snail. It's got a nice shiny shell. It's got a bit of a snaily smell. It goes really well. You should see it go. That little escargot, because it goes just like a little snail. The car broke down. So I said to a guy, guy, can you make it go? Guy said no. I said, why, guy? Guy said, I am a car-o-pedist. I said, that is perfect, guy. You can give it a tow. Oh, you should see it go. That little escargot, it's getting towed by guy, the car-o-pedist's metatarsal big toe. It's got a nice shiny shell. It's got a bit of a snaily smell. It goes really well. You should see it go, that escargot. Because it goes just like a little snail. The car ran out of fuel, so I stopped at the petrol station and asked the lady, excuse me, madam, can you please put some in? She said, no. I said, why? She said, I am an orthodontist. I said, that's perfect. If you're willing, can you please give it a fiddling? Oh, you should see it go. That little escargot, it's running on an orthodontist filling it and told by guy the chiropodist's metatarsal big toe. It's got a nice shiny shell. It's got a bit of a snaily smell. It goes really well. You should see it go, that escargot. Because it goes just like a little snail. I opened up the bonnet to feed my pet duck. My pet duck oils the car's four springs. My pet duck oils them springs with its beak. My car has got the four-sprung duck technique. Oh, you should see it go. That little escargot, it's got the four-sprung duck technique. It's running on an orthodontist, filling it and throwing the guy. The chiropodist's metatarsal big toe. It's got a nice shiny shell. It's got a bit of a snaily smell. It goes really well. You should see it go, that escargot, because it little snail.
To be or not to be is one be, not to. And deep inside your deepest depth, you'll find that be it's you. How many bees would you like to save? Well, how many bees have you got? I have got 50 bees. Well, I'd like to save the lot. 50 bees around my head, 50 bees are travelling up my nose, 50 bees are sitting contemplating on my toes. 50 bees holding hands in twos and threes, 50 bees, they sure do know their ABCs. How many bees have you got? I have got 1,000,000 bees. Well, I'd like to save the lot. 1,000,000 bees around my head, 1,000,000 bees are travelling up my nose, 1,000,000 bees are sitting contemplating on my toes. 1,000,000 bees, 1,000,000 bees, holding hands in twos and threes, 1,000,000 bees, they should do all their ABCs. How many bees would you like to save? Well, how many bees have you got? I have got a single bee. Well, I'd like to save that bee. eagle bee upon my hand, playing in this wee one bee jazz band. If you see a walking bee, you can feed it something sweet. It will fly back to its nest, and then without the rest. Within an hour, it will be upon a thousand flowers. How many bees would you like to save? Well, how many bees have you got? I do not have any bees. We must have saved the lot. A million, trillion, zillion bees on every flower and every tree. They buzz to say hello. They buzz to say goodbye. Biologists still don't know how these guys can fly. To be or not to be is one bee, not two. And deep inside your deepest self, you'll find that bee, it's you. It's one bee, not two bee. I know you know it's true. That in trying to be the bee that you want to be, you are already being the bee that is you. That in trying to be the bee that you want to be, you are already being that bee that's you. Buzz. Hedgehog, I thought you had been told not to smile at cars.
Hiya!
In the middle of the road. Hog, look both ways. Hey, Mr. Flat Smoothie, you were an undercover guy, but a bad one at that, because if you were not, you'd still be in a hedge and not under a car, and you would not have had to die. Hog. You're squashed thinner than a pencil, but you still look pretty good to the cross. And while I'm singing this,
oh man,
I hope you were not bashful, cause two female craws have got the red lipstick jaws around here. Jackdaws. The last time I talked to you, I thought you had two eyes, but you will be pleased about that, because it was only the squashed one that ever cried, because you had a split personality and you listened to the wrong one. Let's stay at home.
No, let's go across the road and smile at cars. Hiya!
So folks, always choose your first choice. Use it as a rule of thumb. Hog. Half of you is a metal, and a half of you is still quite close to your old bygone natural abode, stuck fast to the side of the standing stain road. So, Mr. Hedgehog, I will say goodbye to you, because you're on your way to hedgehog heaven. Now, Mr. Hedgehog, I do not mean to offend you, because I really love the little hedgehogs. And if you feel the same as me, you will also think that they are. Don't put them in your hedgehog stew. Remember that
The hedgehogs love you. There once was a man. He had five heads. Hello, 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 hello. His first head was perpetually happy. His second ceaselessly sad.
His third scientifically silent.
And his fourth head, it drove his fifth head mad. So he left his home to go for a short walk down the beach, picking up smooth, flat stones, skimming them across the water surface. One skin, two skins, three skins, four skins, five skins, just like he had done when he was a young lad. Then he imagined the stone, it was shaped unlike the other ones it had been reflecting the sun. He picked it up, this fist-sized jagged rock, held it in his hands, shouting out loud, "This stone will change my life." Immediately he threw that stone away with all his might, so hard it went completely out of sight. Then he walked along the beach now in this moment of his greatest mental anguish, muttering to himself the following words: "This stone will change my life," mocking himself. That stone, it did change his life. He's back at home. Because that stone, it came back into sight like a half-baked meteorite, and it landed back inside his head. She walked along the jetty with a considerable amount of lobsters in her hands. She placed them with the others in the growing lobster band. She sat down on a seat, and at her some of them did look. Then she played them a song on her guitar, and she put them back into the soup. The lobsters really liked her. Why? Because she saved them every day. The fishermen really loved her. Why? Because she kept the lobster numbers up. The fishmonger really liked her. Why? Because on a daily basis she bought his entire stock of live lobsters. And she liked the lobsters. Why? Because he seemed to be attentively listening to her songs. It was a lobster's win, fisherman win, fishmonger win, her win, 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 win situations. Now some of the lobsters looked, some of the lobsters listened. Some of the lobsters lay on the jetty and simply, silently glistened. Some of the lobsters she named after people that she knew. Some of the lobsters she named after people that she did not. Some of the lobsters she named after places that she'd heard of. And some of the lobsters she named after places that she hadn't. On the first day that she bought a lobster from the fishmonger's shop, he only had one of them. But now a wee while later she had 1,200 and loads. She was moving away one day, so reluctantly. She placed them one by one back into the water and said a goodbye to them individually. She said goodbye to Brutus, to Constantine, to Septicus, Pickle, Tillam and Rob. She wasn't sure of his lobsterness, he was always acting like a horseshoe crab. Goodbye to Rupert, to Mary, to Danny, to Stu, to Graham, to Pete, to Alan, to Leslie, to Chris, and hop along Meg. That lobster was so called because unfortunately she only had nine legs. Goodbye to a very, very, very red lobster impressed CCCP. It had been making clanking noises because she had forgotten to give it its daily dose of WD-40. Goodbye to Netanente, Neviscus, Five, Rofair, Thoot, Now, Ho, Rum, Meg, Muck and Bruce. And of course to Sishodala, Ipske, Gitsala, Jarfalak, Repus. Goodbye to Jim and Jimmy and Joe, Jack, Jean, Samantha, Rachel and John. And to Jim and Jimmy and Joe, Jack, Jean, Samantha, Rachel and John. And to Jim and Jimmy and Joe and Jack and Jean, Samantha, Rachel and John. They were all lobster triplets with the same names as each other to avoid anxiety and confusion. When she got to the very last lobster, she realised it was the first one that she'd bought. On that fateful day, when out of curiosity, she walked into the fishmonger's shop. She couldn't bear to let him go, so she took him home and then they moved premises together and they started all over again. She walked along the jetty in the arms of a fishmonger. The man in your moon is a jolly fellow. The man in my moon in there. The man in my moon, he is always smiling. He does not have a care. The man in my moon, he is not fussy. He isn't like the sun. The man in my moon is there all day long. And when the night time, the man in my moon is there all day long. Even when my clouds have gone. The man in my moon, he is now not smiling. He is now wearing a frown. And if I listen carefully to him, I can hear him silently growl. The man in my moon, he is moving closer. He is swimming in the trees. The man in my moon is now very close. He's pointing right at me. The man in my moon is now very close. He's almost touching me. The man in my moon, he has now disappeared. He is nowhere to be seen. And I do not know what he has been up to or where he has been. The man in my moon, he was not angry, oh no, he was lonely, he was sad. So get a little closer to the man in your moon. He will not make you. Get a little closer to the man in your moon. You will make him. You will be her. She will be you. Are you giving enough love? Help. Tips. With all your other little bits of shit, do you give? Oh, do you give? Do you give? Do you have faith? Trust the winning hand. It is the most important thing in the sea, air, or land. Do you give? Oh, do you give enough love to your friends? Act, don't stop to think. Carry them home if they've had too much to drink. Do you give? Oh, do you give? Do you give? You got to know. When they is blue, because they could be living, walking, talking, singing, laughing, dancing. Dying right in front of you, you wouldn't know if you do not, if you don't, if you didn't give enough love to your friends. Even if he's a vampire, he's a vampire. He will jump out of his coffin, he will bite you in the neck. He's a vampire, he's a vampire. He will turn you into a hemoglobinless wreck. He's a vampire, he's a vampire. He will be polite to you, hello. Then he'll bite your bird. He's a vampire, he's a vampire. He never eats a doll, so he never needs a turd. He's a vampire. Vampira. He's a vampire, he's a vampire. His reflection in a mirror is one you can see. He's a vampire, he's a vampire. He will drink your blood quite gladly, be it type A or B. Are you giving enough love? Help. Tips. With all your other little bits of shit, do you give? Oh, do you give? Do you give? You got to know when they is blue, because they could be living, walking, talking, singing, laughing, dancing. Dying right in front of you, you would not know if you do not, if you don't, if you didn't give enough love to your friends. Even if he's a werewolf, he's a werewolf. He will bite you and you will be a werewolf too. He's a werewolf. Now you're a werewolf. You're a testosterone injected Scooby-Doo. Are you giving enough love? Help. Tips. Larger phallocrepus. Sishodala itzkikitsa. Larger phallocrepus. Sishodala itzkikitsa larger phallocrepus is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious inverse. Sheila Badonga, she sat on the Badongan Hill with her husband who was called Phil. And as they both looked around, their dog Bill danced about in a magnetic gown. The Gudongans are coming, the Gudongans are coming, the Gudongans are coming to the Badongan Hill, said Sheila to Phil. Said Phil to Sheila, so they are. Let's get that magnetic dress off of Bill. Now the badongans in my leg, they're rumbusiness, but the gudongans had rules of power with which the badongans to suppress. One of them was that no one was allowed to wear a magnetic dress. Now Billy saw Sheila approach him, so he quickly ran up the badongan tree. This was something he could easily do, because he had made four shoot out of strong doggy glue. The gudongas moved closer and closer and closer, and started on up the badongan hill. They shouted and jeered, fought and said, "Hear, hear." They were mostly made up of lords, MPs and peers. The gudongans killed Sheila, the gudongans killed Phil. But high in the sky in his helium suit, they couldn't find Bill. Do not trust gudongans, bad is their intention. Remember, just like Bill, you are your own unique invention. The captain of a spaceship, that spaceship was his car. He placed it on a planet that was some claim a star. He parked it between King Horn and West Weems. You can find it between Falkland Hill and the Fourth Estuary. Take a trip in your Kirkcaldy, in your Kirkcaldy car. Take a trip to Kirkcaldy, in your Kirkcaldy. You're the spirit and it's the star. You can see folk in every Langtoon road and street. You can tell that they won't give up, they've got the four-sprung duck technique. I'm leaving Kirkcaldy on the midnight hellish lifetime express train. So do not make any arrangements for me, because I may not be coming back this way again. A decision has been made, I can hear that train's bell. And when it gets to that T-junction, I'm not going left to heaven, that train is going right to hell. Well, I'm going to meet the man who has got a little bit of me, and I will chase him through his hothouse hell, to the bottom of his deep red blood burning sea. So hold on to your hats, boys, this is no choo-choo ride. We're gonna storm through hell without a soul to sell, and explode back to Kirkcaldy, out the other bloody side. Well, I'm going to write a letter to me and send it right back, and I will pin it up with the others on the unopened envelope, Satan-stamped letter rack. And if one day I do not get a reply from me, I will have to accept the fact that he's got me pinned down at the bottom of his deep red blood-burning sea. And if I ever get back here alive, I will never, ever, 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 ever complain. about the cold weather and in Kirkcaldy again. Well, I'm lying on the grass and I'm munching farmer's corn, because a bloody train it broke down in Kinghorn. By the time I get back to Kirkcaldy, it will be a quarter to ten, and I won't complain about the weather, and I swear I'll never catch a train again.